You're listening to SBS News.
Elizabeth Meyer, Maria Endo, Winfried Lowry.
Childhood memories, familiar faces from Japanese captivity in the Second World War.
Und Olga Lowry, Hermenegild Ankara.
85-year-old Hannah Lee Griffith points to a photo of smiling mixed-race children after they were freed from the only civilian prisoner of war camp in the South Pacific for Europeans.
When the Japanese first arrived, it was so scary. They all came in a group with bayonets and guns.
Lenny Ankara was just 7 years old and remembers when the Japanese landed in Rabaul in New Guinea in 1942.
When I was there, the landing in Rabaul, you know, one day let everybody for themselves. And the natives said, hey, there's a lot of ships there, you know. So we, like idiots, went to the beach, sat down there and look at all the ships there, you know. Thanks God I didn't even fire a shot.
Hanale and Lenny now live in southeast Queensland and are among the last living survivors of the Ramale civilian prison camp. Both are New Guinea born and grew up in the Vunapope Catholic Mission for mixed-race descendants of the former German colonists. Lenny Ankara thinks that helped save them.
All of us were German, you know, because English wasn't allowed. You could just speak German, you know, and that was it, you know.
100,000 Japanese soldiers occupied Rabaul. With the Allied counter-offensive in June 1944, Hannah Lee Griffith remembers the bombing campaign.
It was very scary. Some you'll get at night, we'll run into the trenches. It was always a fear, you know, constant fear. What next? And the machine gun, we were firing. They come very loaded, all the fighters. And then behind them, and it's not one or two planes. Sometimes we're over 10 or 12, 10 or 20. Ooh, now when you hear the bombers, now the bombs, they went. We came out that day when they bombed the mission. Nothing.
300 captured civilians from across New Guinea and Solomon Islands were then imprisoned by the Japanese, away from Rabaul in a dense jungle valley called Ramale. Christine Winter from Flinders University is a historian of the German colonial times in the Pacific.
It was a unique camp because the Japanese tried to ship out their prisoners of war and civilians to free up the armed forces. Just before the Japanese occupied New Guinea, there was a desperate scramble to get out white women and children. It was an epic evacuation, but people of color were left behind. That means the Chinese, Malay, and people of mixed heritage.
158 internees from Germany, Austria, Belgium, Netherlands, France, Italy, Ireland, Poland, Czech, Sweden, Canada, Britain, and Australia were held alongside about 150 local clergy and the children. Historian Christine Winter says their story is largely forgotten.
When we come to New Guinea, that Kokoda or other military campaigns are regarded far higher, and that the stories of civilians has been pushed into the background. It is an important part of Australian history to understand because the legacies of colonialism reached into the war. This was war on Australian territory and Australia abandoned its own people.
Leader of the prisoners in Ramale was a Polish-born bishop, Leo Sharma, who fought with the Germans in the First World War. Lenny Ankara remembers him well.
He was a very brave man, that's one thing I can say. Because anything the Japs wanted, they would call him, you know. And like one state, he was going to take all the Australian and all these. And he would say, before you take them, you cut my neck off, then you can take everybody. And so far as I'm there, you know. He was a very brave man. Even if the Japanese wanted something, he was a very brave man.
One legendary story of Bishop Sharma claims he told the Japanese he was German wartime dictator Adolf Hitler's representative in New Guinea, and they had to respect his status and those under his care. For 16 months, they lived in the camp, guarded by Japanese soldiers. The children, like Hanalei Griffith, largely shielded from witnessing the abuses by the guards.
You don't know what we went through. It's something that you don't like to think about. I wish never my children or grandchildren ever go through that.
Four Japanese soldiers stationed at Ramale were tried by Australia for war crimes. One was sentenced to death, commuted to 30 years in prison for torturing a priest. Two were jailed for 10 years for torturing two New Guinea-born nuns, and the other was acquitted. Historian Christine Winter says the Japanese had different plans.
We hear a lot about atrocities by the Japanese, and they surely happened. At the same time, the Japanese occupied New Guinea and wanted to stay there for good. So they were actually trying to win a hearts and minds campaign, being kind to New Guineans, sometimes not. It is a very difficult history.
The Japanese had planned to massacre all potential witnesses, but they left it too late. Lenny Enkerer recalls.
Then we found out that the day they chuck the atomic bomb, they would have killed us all in the trench. Everybody. They just put them in a trench and blow the whole trench up. That was the whole thing, yeah.
They were liberated just in time by Australian forces in September 1945. Hanalei Griffith remembers the moment well.
We could look up through the bamboos. The Japanese were running up and down. We didn't know. People were whistling. Australian soldiers, you know, from up there, guns going, ping. We all ran. And then people were screaming, the war is over, the war is over. And we were all so happy. The war is over.
Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.